Find a dark, secluded space where the world cannot intrude. Sit or lie down, your body slack, your mind bare. Close your eyes and breathe deeply through your nose, feeling your chest swell, your belly rise. Hold the breath for 4 counts, then exhale slowly through your mouth, letting tension bleed into the void. Do this 3 times. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Each breath drags you deeper, your limbs sinking like stones, your thoughts unraveling into shadow. Your heart slows, your skin prickles with foreboding, and you surrender to the abyss, open to forces beyond mortal ken. You stand in a shadowed void, the air thick with an oppressive vibration, as if the universe itself holds its breath. You will descend into the ritual through a chant, a dread invocation drawn from the Galicia, a call to breach the veil between worlds. As I count down from 10 to 1, chant the phrase. Verne, Astaroth, Arperi, Fortars. Verne, Astaroth, Arperi, Fortars, either aloud or in your mind. Each repetition binds you tighter to the darkness, your voice or thoughts merging with the void's hungry pulse. Ten. Chanting Verne, Astaroth, Arperi, Fortars. Your chest shuddering with the word's weight. Nine. Your breath slowing. Your body yielding to the dark. 8. Repeat the chant, Verne, Astaroth, Arperi, Fortars, your shoulders slumping, tension dissolving into gloom. 7. Chanting, Verne, Astaroth, Arperi, Fortars, your mind dimming, thoughts swallowed by shadow. 6. Say the words, Verne, Astaroth, Arperi, Fortars, your heart thumping in sync with the void's rhythm. 5. Your limbs heavy, anchored to the unseen. 4. Repeat the chant, Verne, Astaroth, Arperi, Fortars, the air thickening, warm with menace. 3. Chanting Verne, Astaroth, Arperi, Fortars, your skin crawling with electric dread. 2. A presence stirring in the blackness. 1. Chant 1 final time, Verne, Astaroth, Arperi, Fortars, and step into a cavernous chamber. Bound to meet what lurks within. The chamber is a wound in reality, its black stone walls carved with sigils that pulse like dying stars, their crimson glow sinking with your racing heartbeat. The air is stifling, thick with myrrh, frankincense, and the acrid tang of iron and decay. Torches sputter, their flames casting shadows that claw at the edges of your vision, whispering of ancient horrors. At the chamber's core lies a ritual circle, etched in chalk and salt, bordered by jagged obsidian and sprigs of wormwood. The energy here bites, searing your skin, your fingers trembling, your chest constricting with a mix of fear and inevitability. From the darkness strides Lilith, the succubus, her presence a crushing weight that bends your will. Her eyes blaze like twin infernos, her lips twist in a cruel, predatory smirk. Her form is both divine and profane, draped in black silk that rides like living shadow, clinging to her curves. Her voice is a venomous purr, sharp with malice. You dare to summon me. She hisses, her words slithering into your mind, cold and unyielding. You will be remade, and there is no return. Her gaze locks you in place, your body rigid yet quaking, your heart hammering with terror and dark allure. She glides into the circle, her steps deliberate, and you are pulled forward by unseen chains. You will no longer your own. The sigils flare, their light scorching your eyes, a shiver tearing down your spine as your skin burns with electric fire. Kneel, Lilith commands, her voice a blade through your soul. You collapse to your knees, the cold stone biting into them, your hands falling to your thighs, palms up, bared to her dominion. Lilith raises her arms, her fingers weaving patterns that tear at the fabric of reality, threads of crimson and violet light coiling like serpents. By my name, Lilith, by the power of Nar-Emar, by the abyss of the Klipot, I summon Astaroth. Her voice a thunderclap of ancient authority. Demoness of fire, of desire, of eternal change, come forth to claim and reshape this soul. The air chokes you, heat rising, sweat slicking your skin. Your chest heaves, your breath ragged, as the circle roars with power, undeniable and final. A presence forms, born of smoke and starlight, Astaroth, radiant yet terrifying. Her eyes burn with sapphire flames, her hair a torrent of midnight, her aura a storm of roar, chaotic energy. She is creation and destruction, her gaze flaying your soul, leaving you raw and exposed. Your heart pounds, your skin hums with dread and desire as her energy engulfs you, a molten wave that demands submission. Lilith's voice slices through the haze, cold and absolute. Open to Astaroth, or be unmade. Inhale deeply, and as you exhale, visualize your body as a vessel, its boundaries dissolving, your arms and legs softening, your chest yielding. Imagine a sigil, a unique spiral of light, etched in your mind's eye, blazing at your heart's core. This is your anchor, forged through sigilcraft, binding your essence to Astaroth's will, a seal that cannot be broken. Breathe her in, Lilith commands, her tone a whip that brooks no defiance. Inhale, and feel as Astaroth's essence flood you, a torrent of molten light. It fills your lungs, igniting your chest with fire, surging to your heart, which beats with fierce vitality. The energy courses down your spine, kindling a primal heat in your belly, then floods your legs, rooting them to the earth. Your arms pulse, your fingers alive with power, as if they could reshape the stars. Astaroth's energy remakes your body through the occult art of energy channeling, transforming you irrevocably from male to female. Your chest blossoms into full, supple breasts, their weight sensual and grounding, your nipples hypersensitive, tingling with the promise of ecstasy at the lightest touch. Your hips flare wide, curves soft yet powerful, your waist cinching into a delicate hourglass. Your body hair and facial hair dissolve into nothingness, leaving your skin smooth, radiant, and silken, each touch sparking waves of pleasure. Your face softens, cheekbones high and elegant, lips plump and inviting, jawline refined into a feminine arc. Your eyes grow luminous, lashes long and curling, exuding allure. Your hair cascades in lush, flowing waves, brushing your shoulders and back with a sensual caress. Your voice shifts, rising to a melodic, feminine timbre, each word a song of grace and power, capable of enchanting or commanding. Your girl cock remains, a throbbing, sensitive organ, its nerves alight with potential, perfectly integrated into your feminine form. Your prostate pulses within, a core of intense sensation, ready to ignite full body bliss. Your entire body feels lithe, graceful, and strong, every muscle sculpted, every movement a dance of divine femininity, sealed forever by Astaroth's power. Astaroth reshapes your mind, unlocking a feminine consciousness that is both radiant and unyielding. Your thoughts, once linear, now flow like a river, intuitive and profound, attuned to the subtle rhythms of the universe. Your mind embraces the ecstasy of your new body, exquisitely aware of your nipple's sensitivity. Your girl cock's pulsing energy, and your prostate's deep potential. Each a gateway to transcendent, full-body orgasms. Doubt and fear are incinerated, replaced by a crystalline clarity that pierces illusions. Your intellect blooms, weaving connections between the mundane and the cosmic. Your creativity a torrent of sensual and powerful visions. Your sexual desire and lust burn as fiercely as ever. Your mind aching with the same hungers, now amplified by your feminine form's sensitivity. Your willpower is a diamond, unbreakable, rooted in a feminine confidence that revels in your transformed self. Your mind is now a temple of pleasure and power, forever altered, capable of surrendering to and commanding the ecstasy of your new form. Emotionally, Astaroth's fire burns away old scars, forging a feminine heart that is both fierce and tender. Fear is transmuted into a bold, sensual courage, a hunger for connection that pulses through you. Your breasts, your girl cock, and your prostate, each a sacred altar for pleasure. Your sexual preferences remain untouched, a fiery ache that drives your new self, as potent and unyielding as before. Sadness dissolves into a radiant, primal joy, rooted in the harmony of your new form. Your emotions a symphony of passion and strength. You feel a deep, nurturing love for your feminine self, an unshakable acceptance that fuels your desires. Spiritually, you are reborn in the crucible of the Klipoth, your soul a blazing star woven into the abyss's tapestry. Your spirit is open to the divine feminine, attuned to the ecstatic currents of prostate, nipple, and full body orgasms. each a communion with Astar Rother's eternal fire. Your desires are your own, fierce and unchanged, yet your soul is forever marked by this transformation, radiant and unchangeable. Astaroth's voice echoes in your mind, a sibilant command. I am your hidden self, your untamed desire, your eternal flame. Her energy seals the transformation, her essence fused with yours, irrevocable. Lilith steps closer, her hand hovering over your sigil, her touch a spark that jolts your core. Feel it, she snarls, her eyes gleaming with cruel delight. You are no longer what you were. You are fire. You are desire. This is your fate, and it cannot be undone. Your breasts pulse with sensitivity. Your girl cock throbs with power. Your prostate hums with potential. Your mind is sharp. Your emotions vibrant. Your spirit ablaze. Your lust, for all you desired before, burns brighter, a sacred flame in your feminine heart. The sigils on the walls erupt in blinding light, their power etching the change into your very being, a seal that cannot be broken. Lilith leans close, her breath a scalding whisper against your ear, her voice now softening, sincere yet firm, commanding yet tender with compassion. Your desires remain, fierce and true, a fire that drives your new self. You hunger, you ache, as you always have. This is yours, woven into your soul. But know this, if you wish, you may return to me to offer this last part of you. Your lust, your wants, as a final sacrifice. I will take them and remake you again, should you choose. This choice is yours, but all else is eternal. Her words are a vow, a chain, and a caress, binding you to your new form while offering a path to further surrender. Stay here, feeling Astaroth's fire in your veins, the sigil blazing in your heart. Your body is a temple, reborn in femininity, alive with occult power, forever changed. When you're ready, Lilith gestures, her smile a razor's edge softened by a flicker of tenderness. Rise, eternal. Slowly, wiggle your fingers and toes, feeling the grace in your limbs. Count from 5 to 1, granting yourself while carrying this unyielding energy. 5. Feel your feet, delicate yet firm on the earth. 4. Sense the air, cool against your silken skin. 3. Notice your breath, steady and fierce. 2. Open your heart to this eternal power. 1. Open your eyes, awake, transformed, a vessel of fire and desire, forever female.